situations.
Oh, goodness. We're all laughing backstage here. Now I turned the microphone on, and Cheryl was laughing at it. And I think we can relate to that, Ed. Anyway, we are going to do some chatting with Cheryl from the Chamber. And boy, I tell you what, the agenda is full. We talked about Facebook. First off, everybody needs to have a real quick Facebook lesson. They've changed all the parameters. And I have a feeling that you're going to be talking about this in the future once you get it nailed down.
Once I get it figured out, I was messing with it. For the listeners, I was messing with it last night. We noticed that some of the privacy settings had changed.
Just changed.
Automatically by themselves. And so realized when we weren't getting responses to some posts that it took us quite a while to mess around and figure out how to turn everything back on. And of course, I was telling Paul that I can't remember all the things that I looked at to find the setting, so I get to go back and do my homework.
I was going
to
say, she's going to figure it out. She's going to take notes. She's going to share it with me, and then somewhere along the line, we need to make this one of our chamber chats on how to put your Facebook back so that people find you.
Yeah, because they, you know, ridiculous. They change their algorithms, and you think you're getting a lot of followers and a lot of likes and stuff, and all of a sudden nothing.
No. All right, soft skills is human skills, our human skills. I guess I should say it correctly.
Well, you and I were talking earlier off the air that, you know, no work day is routine and every day presents new challenges.
Correct.
Right? And, you know, so providing employees with the tools to meet these challenges requires planning, development, and training in both hard and soft skills. And the hard skills we've talked about before are your technical skills, knowing how to operate your computer, knowing how to read a profit and loss statement. Those are all things that you have been taught, and through practice and experience you get better at.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree.
Right. The soft skills the businesses are finding are more, have bigger long-term profitability and success.
Okay.
But there's not a way to track them and measure them the same way that you do metrics, right?
Yeah, right.
So Simon Sinek, and I love the way he said this, he calls it soft skills. He doesn't like that term. He calls them human skills.
Okay.
You know, so when we're talking about human skills, we're looking at the things like active listening, empathy, effective communication, words of appreciation. I've been reading this new book called The Inspirational Leader, and the core message is that to be a good leader, you need to, it's all about the people.
Right.
Right? You need to care about the people.
And that kind of throws in collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and flexibility.
You know, and so one of the things that the author says is he's, his name is Gifford Thomas, and he says, if you want to be a great leader, you must start with being a better human being.
There you go.
You know, I'm going to pick on active listening, for example, because we talked about this eons ago.
Right.
And to be a good active listener, that means that you have to, A, put the phone down.
Right.
You know, when we're sitting there in meetings and you're not really paying attention, you're
scrolling through.
You're not listening.
You're multitasking. Try to be careful with multitasking.
Not making eye contact.
Right.
And, you know, by being a better active listener and really concentrating on engaging on what the speaker is saying, and then not having your mind jump ahead to think of the next question you're going to ask, because how often do you do that?
What should I say next?
So you're still not really hearing them.
Right.
And then, of course, repeating back what you've heard to make sure that you understand, recapping it. You know, just some of those skills, it's the same thing like with the technical skills, the hard skills. We have to use them every day to get better at them.
All right, so all of this and much, 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 much more is on.
On the visitjeromeidaho.com and click on the word blog.
There you go. All right, we have a bunch of events. We're going to quickly go through this. We've got a groundbreaking April 20th.
Yeah, Oasis Stop and Go, the Garden of Eden truck stop, is having a groundbreaking at 11 a.m. on this coming Tuesday, the 20th. Everybody is invited. And just for a quick recap, they are going to be building a brand new building behind the existing one. It's going to be fantastic. So I'm just going to plug this plug, too, is if you go to the visitjeromeidaho.com and click on events, you'll have the full list.
The full list, yes. And by the way, that is the Garden of Eden, which is the Kimberly exit. If you're taking the freeway there, that's where they're at.
Yeah.
The Spring Fling Luncheon is happening the 23rd with the American Legion Auxiliary.
Yeah, at 11 to 1:30. It's $6 a person.
There you go.
It's going to have a great lunch. Then, of course, we've got the fundraiser that Paul's actively involved
that's
in.
That's right. Empty Bowl fundraiser. You all show up. I'm going to be dressed up. I don't know. He's got some sort of a king outfit for me. So I said,
it's a Mardi Gras theme. So are you going to be king of the Mardi Gras?
I guess. I'm going to walk around and talk. And he said, you need this outfit. And I said, well, make sure it's tent size because that's me. So he's got that going for me. Anyway, that's April 27th at the Twin Falls County Fairgrounds. May 6th, it is going to be Idaho Gives Day. And now, this is kind of a cool deal. This is where people can, throughout the state of Idaho, designate funds for particular programs.
I'm not sure why they call it Idaho Gives Day anymore, because they're giving it a whole week. It starts on the 29th of April.
Right, and goes through and the first of May.
Yeah, what you do is you go in and you go online and you go to the Idaho Gives website, and you can donate money, and you get to pick your charities that they've approved. Right. I know that the Children's Museum that they're trying to get started here in Twin Falls is on that list, okay, and a bunch of other charities. But it is what their goal is to raise as much funds in that one day, but they've expanded it 1 week as possible. And we've got coming up the citywide cleanup in Jerome day, May 1st. Is May 1st.
The Chamber Banquet, May 6th. Get your tickets now.
Yeah,
did I say it correctly?
You did. Okay. May 6th is our annual banquet for the 2020 Business Chamber Awards. We do have the special guest comedian, Heath Harmison.
My buddy Heath.
Yeah,
I had him on the radio one time, and we just did nothing but laugh at each other.
I can imagine. So it's going to be fun, but you can go on the website and reserve your tickets now.
Okay.
Of course, the winners for the Business of the Year and stuff will not be announced.
And then check the other. You've got a bunch of other things on there. There's a bull riding tour, Chamber of Golf, Scramble fundraiser, all of that on the calendar. You don't want to miss it. How do we get a hold of you?
Which one?
I don't care. Don't care. Something.
Visit JeromeIdaho.com, or you can call me at 208-324-2711.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thanks. Like.